The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a public scoping meeting in Dillingham Tuesday night to get public input on the Pebble Mine plan. It was the second of three Pebble Mine scoping meetings this month without a live microphone for people to deliver their comments before the gathered audience. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
More than 80 people filtered through the Dillingham Middle School gym Tuesday night to weigh in on the possible detriments or benefits of the proposed Pebble Mine plan. They pointed out resources of concern and suggested alternatives to components of the plan. The main event at Tuesday's meeting was two stations in the back of the room. At a bank of computers, people could submit their comments online. At another table sat a court reporter. People took turns speaking to her, and she recorded their comments. People could also give written comments to those running the meeting. At the other six meetings in Bristol Bay, the Army Corps provided a live microphone for people to deliver their comments publicly to the gathered audience. It did not provide that opportunity in Dillingham, Homer, or Anchorage. Many in Dillingham were frustrated not to have the same opportunity for public testimony as the meetings in Bristol Bay's villages. Jogang Tribal Council was among those who criticized the Army Corps for not providing a live microphone. Second Chief Gayla Hossett said that the meeting's format was inconsistent with Alaska Native people's tradition of oral communication. Kimberly Williams is a member chief of Chokyung Tribe.
I'm really upset with the Army Corps of Engineers for what is happening in Dillingham. They are treating us very differently than the other communities. We've worked on this project, at least I've worked on this project for like 14 years, and disseminating information is really important. I'm not telling people how to think. I'm asking people what their opinions are related to this project. And we want people in Dillingham and our tribal members to come out and testify and let them know what their concerns are.
The Army Corps said that it anticipated a high turnout for the meeting and that public comment could have taken too long. It also cited a concern that testimony in a hub community could be front-loaded with perspectives overwhelmingly for or against the proposed mine. Sheila Newman, Regulatory Division Deputy Chief with the Army Corps Alaska District, said that Dillingham and other larger venues could have the chance to offer public testimony after the Army Corps releases a draft of the environmental impact statement.
Public scoping meetings are something we do to supplement scoping to make it easy for the public to provide input. Public hearings are a different endeavor that come later in the process, and that is truly a listening session where we as a federal agency would be walking into the room and just listening to public viewpoints on a project. There is an appropriate time for that in the Department of the Army permit application review process. And to correlate it with this EIS process, it would be at the draft EIS stage.
The Corps of Engineers anticipates releasing a draft of the EIS in January of 2019. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Scheduled scoping meetings on the project wrap up this week with the final meeting in Anchorage tonight. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will take public comment on the Pebble Mine plan until June 29th.